I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code Rebag10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's Rebag.com. And use promo code Rebag10 for 10% off your first purchase.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
There's a bear in my car. I'm leaving the bear there to die. I'm not opening that door until the bear is dead. You know what I don't mess with? Wild animals, especially things that could kill me.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
Write down the numbers, like use everyone's ratings, average them, figure out what everyone thinks the spread would be. We're all kind of on the same page about what these spreads are. It would be alarming to people to figure out when we get to that game, even if there's no injury, how much different numbers can change.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
That's hour three here on a Tuesday on BetQL with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. A great first 2 hours of the show today. Pete Prisco joined the fun. Matt Moore joined the fun. Talked a lot of National Football League, getting you set to bet on the NFL this coming season. A lot of NBA draft player props, courtesy of Matt Moore. Ken and I discussing that as well. So really fun first 2 hours, and we're going to have a really fun 2 hours still to come on the show. The Power Hour presented by Bet Rivers, as the whole show is, final hour of the show. Our bets for Major League Baseball in the second segment, 6:20 p.m. Eastern. I literally have six baseball plays for tonight. So last night was 2 and 3 and 5. Hopefully this will be a little better tonight. Six baseball bets from yours truly. How many do you have thus far, Ken, Major League Baseball tonight?
I think I have two written down, and then usually what happens is, as like, because lineups for all the games come out while we're on the air, basically, for every game. So I try to kind of reserve a couple spots in case weird lineup stuff happens or we get unpredictable things. That's always going to happen during the show.
Our Olympic golf bets to close the show. Rick's got his RBI props. Tyler's going to join RBI props. Bill's going to fade the Philadelphia Phillies. It's going to be awesome. That's all coming up in the final hour of today's show, along with BetQL's five-star plays. Cody Decker joins us in 40 minutes to talk Major League Baseball, Odyssey Sports MLB insider. Pete Futak, college football news in 20 minutes talking. I mean, he doesn't work for badminton news. We're going to talk college football with Pete Futak coming up in 20 minutes. And Ken and I are going to do the same thing right now for the next 20 minutes. Or I guess the next like 15 minutes until we hit the like the 5 minute commercial break. So Ken, today we are going to talk about the Pac-12, which I know is something that you are very excited to discuss, and you've got a couple things that you want to hit here. So I'm just going to set the stage and tell people what the odds are currently at our show sponsor Bet Rivers to win the Pac-12. Oregon and Washington are the co-favorites right now, both at plus 275. Clay Helton and USC up next at plus 450. The Utah Utes, as Joe Pesci would call them, plus 600. Herm Edwards and Arizona State, plus 650. We'll get into the Sun Devils in a moment here. Chip Kelly and UCLA at 12. Colorado and Wazoo at 20. So on and so forth from there with the dregs of the conference. So Ken, let's start it off here, I guess, with the three teams at the top. Your takes on them: Oregon, Washington, and USC.
I think those are the three teams when we look ahead to this season, that if you were going to make a case that any Pac-12 team was going to make the playoff, that these are the three teams that you would settle on. There'll be some people that'll try to sell Utah as a team that can do that. Maybe their schedule's a little busier in the front, like USC plays Notre Dame. So it's some of it's schedule based. I think Utah has a really tough road in terms of, like, I think they almost have to go undefeated to make it. And I don't actually think that's true with the other three teams. I think like a one-loss Pac-12 champ actually has a shot, depending on how things shake out. Like Utah, like, I just kind of have them in the next tier, even though the win totals are pretty similar. So it kind of leaves you with three, basically. And it's Oregon, Washington, and USC. The really interesting thing, we'll do Oregon and Washington first, and then I'll be curious if you have a preference between those two teams, just in the kind of the starting of the research of the Pac-12, because like similar win total, they both have really marquee non-conference games against Big Ten opponents. Oregon plays at Ohio State, obviously tougher than Washington, who plays at Michigan. And those are both in the first couple weeks of the season, week two, basically, for each team. And so they both kind of, you know, have to take a similar handicap, same division, similar non-conference setup, and similar win total. In each case, they actually both have, they both share something else, which is kind of interesting. Quarterback questions, I guess would be the right way to put it, and sort of different for each one. So Oregon has the more established starter, Anthony Brown, who's like a transfer from Boston College, who played late last season, ran in some packages, and then played the bowl game against Iowa State. So he's like more of sort of an established guy that you would feel a little bit more comfortable with. But Washington sort of has more upside at quarterback, and it'll be very interesting. One of like the most interesting things I think this season, actually, with the Pac-12, is who ends up actually playing quarterback for Washington for the majority of games this season. So Dylan Morris, who's sort of this nondescript, I think like below average starter, who's sort of already getting dumped on by a lot of the local guys, is like the projected, is the projected starter right now, except, and how many times have we heard this with any major program? And Washington is a major program. They recruit at an extremely high level now, recruiting averages like in the 20s and teens. Oregon still recruiting better, but like Washington, big recruiting school. Washington has a quarterback recruit whose last name is Heward. And obviously Hewards have gone to Washington before. This is Damon
Brock. Yeah.
Yeah. Sam Heward, who was the number two quarterback prospect in all of college football coming into the season, a legitimate, like insanely talented guy. And that's kind of what the team is missing. So like Jimmy Lake, who's the head coach, was obviously the defensive coordinator when Peterson was there, is always going to coach the secondary extremely well, is more of a defensive guy. If you can mix an insane quarterback prospect in with the rest of the team, maybe you can kind of light the powder keg, basically, of the great recruits that you have, and kind of this thing can all come together to create a really special season, right? So in each case, and Anthony Brown with Oregon is backed up by three freshmen who are all very high recruits. Ty Thompson, I think, would probably be the one that's most likely to play this year. But it's the same kind of a thing where, like, the recruiting is there. And I actually, people don't like Cristobal sometimes. Like, I like both coaches. Like, I actually think both coaches can win, can at least make
Cristobal a playoff. Cristobal's acquitted himself well, right? And I know, like yes. I especially killed Cristobal a couple of years ago. I think he's kind of acquitted himself pretty well. Like, and I have I was a critic of his.
Yeah, and I think one thing is that he chose to take a style into a conference that doesn't use that style very well, like intense physicality, and that's reflected in kind of the success that they had, especially a couple years ago, with the team that he's put on the field. Insane recruiting and sort of a stylistic difference that gives him an advantage. I think Cristobal and Lake are both pretty good coaches. Both these teams recruited at a really high level. Both the win totals are the same. The quarterback play is just so interesting for both, right? Because we think about the major programs and even the programs around them, like, you know, North Carolina and Miami in the ACC, or Brock Purdy at Iowa State, or, you know, some of the other ones that are out there, basically. Like, there are fewer, Sam Howell in North Carolina, I think I mentioned him already, sorry. But, like, you compare these two, Keaton Slovis at USC would be a perfect example, actually. Like, the question is answered of who is going to play quarterback for a lot of these programs this year. These are two teams where if you could get the right fit, and I'm not even sure, like, I think it's Heward for Washington if he can get there, but it's for Oregon, like, who is it? If it's Anthony Brown, like, what is the ceiling? So I think that's, like, a sort of a tantalizing question that looms over both teams, is that the all the underlying metrics, all the recruiting, the returning production, which for both teams is pretty good, the coaching, it's all kind of set up for success. Like, both these teams should want to be very good this year because they look like very good teams. But who ends up playing the majority of snaps at quarterback? Is that good enough for two teams that really have a outside chance of being, you know, the fourth playoff seed, basically? I think that's really interesting. I don't have, like, well, who is it going to be? Like, nobody knows. That's the whole point. I've been reluctant to bet either of these teams, but, like, they both kind of look the same. Your expectations for both should be the same, maybe a little higher for Oregon. But it's almost like, does it take a quarterback change to make them uber elite, like really in the playoff conversation, is something that kind of, as I mentioned before, like lights the powder keg of the great recruiting and the great players that are there.
Well, let's you know, delve into this a little bit. And you asked me about Oregon and Washington here, so I'll ask you this question. I think I know the answer. I'll ask it anyway. Who's going to be better this year, Ohio State or Michigan?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Like, who has a better chance of winning in those games that you reference? Washington at Michigan or Oregon at Ohio State?
Oh, I mean, Ohio State is significantly, but I mean, people are like, oh, Ohio State's replacing Fields. They're replacing him with like 3 5-star quarterback recruits, and everybody else is amazing. Ohio State's a light years better than Michigan this year.
Yes, I think like maybe this isn't like a Pac-12 conference conversation, but like a college football playoff conversation here, where sure. I actually think Washington might have higher upside, right? Because let's call that a loss for Oregon, right? On the road at Ohio State.
Sure, their margin 13.5 right now. 13.5.
The margin for error is like, I know what you're saying, like, right, they don't have to go undefeated, but like you lose two games, you're probably not going to happen, right?
Yep.
So Oregon avoids USC, but has to play Utah. Washington avoids both USC and Utah on its schedule and gets an easier opponent in Michigan. Now, I'm not saying Washington's going to win that game, but Washington's got this kid Heward that you're talking about here. The great bloodlines, obviously a 5-star recruit here. I guess all of those factors would kind of lead me to liking Washington a little bit more than Oregon. I will say, I am a sucker for USC, and I think Keaton Slovis is going to have a monster year this year with Graham Harrell running the show on offense. Still don't like Clay Helton, but I like USC a little bit. Maybe
sure,
we'll talk more about this as we.
They're interesting as well. I'll give you 30 on USC. Please. Here real quick, because we talked about the other two teams. And first of all, like, people are like, well, Heward may not play. I totally understand. That's my whole point. Is like, are they even going to play him? Like, I mean, how bad does it have to be? How bad does Morris have to be
But it's an upside question, right? Like, but, Washington, I mean, we're talking has higher about, upside because of that.
Like a caliber of quarterback recruit, unlike, I mean, he's a top 1% quarterback. I mean, really, like, insanely talented, like different than even the guys that are going to start as freshmen through some big programs this year. So I think that's like sort of the tantalizing.
Like, could be better than Locker. Could be better, like probably better than Mark Brunell when Brunell was at Washington.
Like, shattered records in high school, which I know everybody does, but like big time recruit. And honestly, like, Washington doesn't always get quarterbacks there originally. Now they've had transfers and stuff like that that are like of this caliber. So that's what makes Washington kind of interesting. And for Oregon, it's like insane talent everywhere. Can Anthony Brown be as good as all the running backs that are coming back? CJ Verdell, who everybody knows, the defensive lineman, who's really, really, really good, whose name is eluding me right now.
Yeah,
names ends in an X. Thank you very much. Offensive line, the entire group comes, like, it's all set up where if Anthony Brown is above average, this team has a really high talent score. Like, they actually fit with champions. They fit with playoff teams. But is Anthony Brown like the quarterback of a team that makes the playoff? We just don't know the answer. The answer is not yes or no. We just literally don't know. It's that mystery that hangs over both teams, I think.
What were you going to say about USC, though?
Just that I have them projected very close to their numbers in the market right now. Most of that is because the schedule is very difficult, which everybody kind of knows. 8.5 is a pretty high win total in the Pac-12. It's among the highest. 8.5 and 9 is about as good as it gets. So I think USC will be very good. This is sort of like the NFL conversation earlier with who was Chargers. Like the Chargers. Thank you very much. Sorry. Where it's like, okay, like, I think USC is going to be really good. That's a conversation you would have with your friends. Okay, well, the number's 8.5. So, like, that's not, that doesn't answer the question. Like, are they going to be really, really good? That's what we have to try to figure out. I have a hard time believing I'm going to make a bet on USC one way or the other.
Great. It's funny. Just like, I like the over with the Chargers. Give me another Southern California football.
Right. I know.
Over.
It's give identical.
Give me USC.
There's the handicap for you. That's really funny.
Maybe I'll lose. Maybe I won't. We'll find out on the field this season. You bet BetQL, Costos and Barkley. Talking the Pac-12 here. Still want to get to UCLA and Arizona State if we can fit it in. If not, sure. We got a lot of time to
we can do it.
Before the season starts. Let's talk Arizona State. +650 to win the Pac-12.
Where to begin?
This is very interesting, right? So for people that have been paying attention, and even if you're not a big college football fan, I'm sure this is something that kind of like has crossed the wire. You've seen it online. You've seen it on Twitter, that this Arizona State football program right now might be in some big trouble here with Herm Edwards and former New York Giants Super Bowl hero Antonio Pierce running the show. Ken, tell us what's happening with the Sun Devils here.
Sure. Herm Edwards is entering his fourth season as head coach. Antonio Pierce is basically regarded as sort of like the day-to-day almost caretaker of the team. Herm Edwards thought of as like an Ed Orgeron CEO level, like he hires the guys and then they kind of do all the work. Antonio Pierce is also very involved in recruiting. That's one of his like best attributes that he brings to the program. So basically what seems to have happened over the last few years is that Antonio Pierce, based on reports, this is not my opinion, has basically, rubbed a lot of coaches the wrong way, ended up firing kind of qualified coaches or assistants or managers or whatever, basically built a really long list of enemies. And alongside that, while he was making this list of enemies, during the COVID pandemic period, Arizona State was brazenly breaking recruiting violations by having recruits on campus during the pandemic, having to come in like at night and take tours, and basically not hiding any of these recruiting violations that they were making. Very brazen, out in the open.
But it's pretty funny.
It's absolutely wild. They were just basically like, well, let's just do everything anyway, even though nobody else can visit campuses. Let's have everybody come to Arizona, which was pretty lax with COVID restrictions, and do it. So you have a long list of enemies, and you just broke a bunch of rules. What is likely to happen? Well, your enemies are likely to turn on you and try to report you to the authorities. A quote anonymous person, basically, according to all the stories, submitted a dossier of like hundreds of incriminating documents to the NCAA and to Arizona State. Had to be somebody within the program, could have been multiple people within the program who collaborated, basically extensively detailing all of the things they did wrong. So it's like, there's no doubt this is happening. And Antonio Pierce and Herm Edwards appear to have so many enemies within the program who used to work there that the rumor is all of them are willing to talk to the NCAA, which you would never have normally. You'd have that loyalty, right? We all stick together. We're all in trouble. Like, nobody talked to the NCAA. You got people that used to work at Arizona State being like, me, I want to tell you all the stories about what used to happen there. Nobody knows kind of what the weight of the punishment is going to be, when it's going to be rendered, what state that's going to leave the program in, because it's all involving recruiting. Are all of these recruits the ones that actually ended up going? Are they allowed to still go there? All kinds of that crazy stuff. So worth monitoring. We really don't know whether, like, what state the program is going to be in going forward. That's why all of their odds are off the board, if you see that everywhere that you look.
Very quickly here, we'll do more on this as we head towards the season. UCLA 12-1 year four with Chip Kelly. Obviously the name Chip Kelly, a lot of success at the college level, has not yet had it though with the Bruins.
Yeah, and Dorian Thompson Robinson, who was like a very high quarterback recruit, back again. I mean, this is like
DTR, year 18 for him at UCLA.
Right. You start to get that many years together with this coach and this quarterback tandem and this much returning production. I mean, like, I think like 85%+ on both sides of the ball. It at least creates high upside. I think UCLA's average is probably pretty close to what the market is. Are they worth a flyer to maybe win, like achieve some high ceiling outcomes? That's possible based on some of the talent that's there. But in terms of like an average season, I think 7.5 is the win total. I think the market's got that right. It's more just like, what is the ceiling? How extreme a range of outcomes is possible here because of the coach involved and because of the quarterback involved?
Has he lost it? Like, has Chip lost it? Like, is the game passed by at this
coach point? The Eagles, and they were complaining about conditioning drills. I mean, this was 6 years ago. I mean, this was 7 years ago, whatever.
Yeah, but that's the NFL. I would have thought he would have more success at this point.
We'll see
this year.
Everybody catches up to everybody eventually.
That is true, except for Nick Saban. Adapt or die. The dinosaurs died. Right. Nick Saban's still thriving. You know who else is still thriving? Pete Vitak, College Football News. He joins us next to talk Pac-12 and some other big picture betting topics in college football. It's coming up next.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.